budget on Monday, December 5th, 2016, the 2017 budget. Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here. Let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. Let us stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor or comments from the floor. Yeah, and you can talk amongst yourselves.
We are recorded.
Oh, we are recorded. So.
Petrie. I believe so.
If I hate mispronouncing these names.
Petrie?
No, I don't think.
We were at the.
I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, that's probably safe.
I call him Petrie, and he goes, that's great. We have friends named Petrie spelled the same way. But ask him, or the chief.
I had sent Sarah an email to see if she was going to, wanted to attend the pension meeting tomorrow night, and I didn't hear back from her. I don't think that
blown you off too.
I don't think we need her to come. We were just going to talk about the investment policy statement. If she had any input, she can email it to me tomorrow. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes.
Do you know what time you're done?
6:30. Thank you.
She didn't give you.
They send these every week.
I know, just throw it away, but, you know, it came to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, you plan on drinking that water?
Well.
I'm not. I brought my own iced tea.
Oh, sorry. I thought you weren't coming, Mr. Mayor, so I didn't give you a water. Mark never drinks it, so he told me not to bring him it anymore.
I'll take his.
Tim has his, though.
We don't want the drought from Tennessee to spread here.
Hi, we've opened the meeting. Do you have anything you want to share? Okay. It's good to see you. Smiling.
Everything calmed down in the square about Saunders the other night.
Whether there's comment or not. Thank you.
last I checked, we've reached 10 people on our Facebook post. Let's see if there's anyone.
I know that a lot of us texted neighbors, and
good.
I put it on my Facebook page.
Last year we didn't use any the whole month of December.
It was an early shot though, but it wasn't. It blew
up. We didn't use any until January.
That was good. No wonder.
Yeah. We're due for a rough one, I think.
You're supposed to get some snow this week, though, right?
Yeah, a little bit, I think. And then next weekend it looks like they're calling for a bit. So.
Talking about the yellow poles out there backing up.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them maybe get some solar lights just to go on top to shine down on them because they're pulling up at night. Still something. I know there's no
electricity. Yeah, we could look into it and see.
Just be able to see the mirrors that get all carved up. He was just asking. I said, I'll bring it up, and that was 2 weeks ago.
There's that street light not far.
Mm-hmm. Reflecting tape or something?
Yeah, they're painted with yellow reflective paint. So you can see them.
Petri dish or Petri dish?
I think people say Petri dish.
Yeah. It's only one T, so it would be a long. It's only one T, so it should be a long E.
Like Petri.
But it's like potato, potato.
And some people would probably like.
They say that jelly thing that just sticks.
That's it.
Rabbit died, what happened?
There was a drone over Wilkinsburg at 7 o'clock.
What was that?
It's a drone over Wilkinsburg at 7 o'clock.
Taking them off down at Whitney Field with a camera on. Guy was buzzing around. It was pretty cool with his phone.
Stopped looking for a while.
Did you see
there? I chose not to read those.
I read it a good amount, but not all.
Comments about the crosswalk on next door.
Where are you getting?
Oh, on next door.
How dare you put a crosswalk wherever you want? You just have to chop down the trees first.
I'm going to show my response to the mayor so that he.
Mm-hmm.
write stuff out, and then you decide what you, you know, but I had to start from the beginning because people don't know what the beginning was.
Did you go to the groundbreaking?
Yes, I did.
Was it 10:30? Right or wrong?
Were you?
Got a cookie out of the deal, though. Oh. It was done earlier than that cost, and...
Yeah, I mean, I was there before 10, and, you know, Senator Costa was there, and the county executive was there, and it was our magistrate.
Caulfield.
Yeah.
He gave me a card for everyone to know about. There's a joint Christmas party for all the, it's not Hoots, though, it's the other guys out here for a Christmas party. I'll go out there during the break and grab it. I want to make sure you had it.
And all their council members were there. They passed around some, you know, a graphic to the news people and whatnot. It's going to be a green in environmental, not color, and they were going to include a library and meeting rooms for community events, and I didn't stay for refreshments because, you know, I got the invitation in my packet, and so I didn't RSVP for food. For anyone, so I figured, well, if any of you show up, you know, I'm sure they over, but not by much, from what Steve was saying. So I didn't want to like freak him out and say, well, all of us are coming, we invited everybody. But it was very nice, and you know, I'm excited for them. And
yeah, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, yeah. And it took them 2 years of planning, and you know, and Marcus said, you know, it took us 2 years. I'm like, 2 years, that's it? I'm like, are you kidding me? You know?
What is that for?
The new borough building for Forest Hills.
Who's the one on the school council? Old Edgewood, he was on Edgewood Borough a long time ago. Lived on East End, Temasek.
Temasek, yeah.
He grabbed me. He wants to come in and talk about some benefits the school passed out. I told him I'd call him and get more information before he starts.
It was almost like being in Pittsburgh because, you know, we're trying to arrange all the days. And she said, take those down to the pink room. And I go downstairs. She goes, oh, it used to be pink.
Yeah, just.
We're going to do a few passes on that.
Yeah.
just looked at the pictures. Apparently, too, they have like 200,000.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. We were driving out.
That's the hanging meat.
I didn't want to say anything that would be, you know.
Misunderstood. Or, yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, just covered it.
All right, thank you.
Apparently, they go out and
get a lot of wars coming around the trigger place.
Yeah. Like a lot of the wineries have like electrified fences around.
Sometimes I think just saying hello will blame things, though.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I know. The guy shot up a pizza shop in Washington.
Yeah, it depends. Like, rooms
the day. Usually being involved in the child's sex ring with this pizza shop
on the ceiling. Has to have it.
that hit social media and everything.
So this guy goes in to the pizza shop and starts shooting it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he wanted to do a self-investigation. So the first thing he did, apparently, was fire a shot into the ceiling.
Yikes. The mind just reels. Just reels.
The guy took us on the tour. We're talking about 55%. 55%
straight up.
Yeah. But they prorate all their purchases. Like, so when he buys a new car, they're like prorate for like 5 years. Yeah.
Are you fluish, coldish?
$1 tax on tier 12. Yeah.
What was that? Sunday? What's that? My granddaughter from State College had strep. None of us have tested positive for strep. So the North Side son-in-law, he got it. The Lawrenceville daughter-in-law, she got it. My son in State College, he then got it. It was his daughter with strep. Susanna then got it, and then taking care of her, then I got it. Now she's back to work. Fine.
And John is not inhaling while you're here.
No. But they said I'm beyond the stages part or the contagious part.
You just feel bad.
Every once in a while the fever spikes and then it drops. And it's just weird. The fresh air feels wonderful, though. In here, it wasn't so good. Now I'm back to floating evenly. But it's all here for me. My wife, it was the throat. I don't know what's up with the others. They haven't reported it yet, other than saying they're miserable.
Oh, it's some virulent strain of something, huh?
It's the longest lasting one I've ever had.
Take your zinc.
Yeah. They had 10 boxes of Kleenex on sale at Giant Eagle, 10 for 10.
Stop it up now.
Cashier said, "Some sick in your family." Said, yeah.
Who is it? Other than the dog or cat?
Right. But I had like 7 recycling bags to unload because what do you do? I don't like television. So I just read things, tossed them out. Still not caught up, but at least getting there.
I went through all these catalogs and can't afford this, can't afford that.
We got hammers.
Yeah, I got that one too. That's fun to look through.
Yeah,
Schleiermacher or something like that.
Who would pay their kind of money?
I don't even know why I'm getting them because, the latest thing I bought was 100 kazoos.
If you bought something up in the catalog, though, you get on the list.
Oh, well, that's what happened. My kazoos did me in.
Yes.
My sermon for Wednesday.
Pass out kazoos?
Yeah, I'm making everyone.
I first went
this
to
sounds
college.
Like a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
When I first went to college, they just revived their football team. So halftime consisted of anybody that wanted to grab a kazoo out of the box and run around the field.
What college was this?
University of Chicago.
How's life? It's London Gentry. How's that? out there at Cookland.
I haven't been up.
Absolutely.
But
I was over when I did it. First year is always tough.
Hunting season. Yeah, I'll go hunting.
Venison jerky.
Yeah.
That's what I said to my peeps.
It's sometimes funny living in the two worlds, you know, talking to neighbors.
Travel with a team.
And their reaction to guns.
Get off the bus and bag them and go.
Up there about black guns. Right, you don't have
to. Although it's funny because one of the guys in our dorm was on the football team.
I grew up with, you know, I mean, but we always ate what you hunted, so.
All the guys I know do, they were shooting the roadkill once.
Folks on fire. Oktoberfest. He was telling about the arsenal he has in his basement.
Protect the floor.
There's more guns in Edgewood than you think.
No, I don't doubt that.
Oh, yeah.
That was the
same. You guys with the most guns wins.
It says in the Bible, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Who's the author of that one?
St. Smith and Wesson.
Yeah.
Martin Luger. Those are old seminary jokes. Yeah, we can take a 5-minute break, I guess.
Grab that invite.
All right, it is.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Are you here to discuss the budget, or do you here for the council meeting report?
For the fire department report.
Okay. We have a motion to end the public safety, the public
hearing,
and we have a second. Anyone against? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting is public hearing is adjourned. Thank you for your input.